Somewhere on a rooftop in Fallujah, a sniper was waiting, trying to blend in with the top of the building and hide from the two American helicopters flying above. His weapon was sighted on ground forces that had surrounded a riverside marketplace in the Iraqi city. U.S. Army Captain Kimberly Hampton and CWO Chief Warrant Officer Donovan McCartney were flying low in an OH-58D Kiowa Warrior, a small two-seat armed helicopter used for scouting missions. They knew the sniper was out there, somewhere. They scoured the urban landscape for any change in coloration, any hint of something out of place. They knew they could take fire on this mission and never see the enemy take aim. Fortunately, the enemy tended to miss far more often than hit its targets. The insurgents typically waited for the lead aircraft to pass and fired shots at the second aircraft from behind to avoid being seen from the air. Then they'd drop their weapons, blend into the general population on the streets, and disappear. Kimberly and Donovan realized they were stirring up a hornet's nest. Fallujah wasn't a nice place to be on the best of days. There were times when the infantry wouldn't even go into town. Army intelligence had learned that black market gun merchants would be at the marketplace on the bank of the Euphrates River instead of the locals who usually sold food and textiles. Illegal weapons were laid out on the tables for sale, in place of the usual bright-colored array of merchandise. American ground troops had surrounded the town, so nobody could get out. The two helicopters overhead provided cover for American soldiers going in to seize the weapons. Kimberly had been up before the Friday morning sun. They were supposed to take off at 8 in the morning, but heavy ground fog delayed them for about an hour. It worked out all right, though, because the ground troops they were covering were delayed as well. As always, Kimberly had taken her long, curly blonde hair out of the tight bun typically worn by women in the military and pulled it into a ponytail just before getting into the cockpit. The helmet wouldn't fit over her bun. She was commander of Delta Troop 1st Squadron 17th Cavalry, referred to as the Dark Horses, of the 82nd Airborne Division. She had such presence that Donovan tended to forget she was a female until he saw her hair down. When she finished flying, Kimberly always paused beside the aircraft and put her hair back up in the bun before moving on. She was the first female commander of this cavalry unit, but first and foremost, she was a soldier and wanted to be recognized as such. Donovan liked to fly with Kimberly. On missions, it was all business. Donovan usually flew the aircraft, as he did this day, while Kimberly ran the mission. It was a different story while they flew to and from missions. They'd sing old rock and roll songs to pass the time, and sometimes Kimberly would take the controls. She could make the aircraft dance. She loved to fly, and she loved to lead her troops. As a commander, she had the privilege of doing both, and was confident and happy in her work. She was a natural leader, and had complete respect from her troops without ever raising her voice. Above Fallujah that day, they flew as they usually did, in teams of two helicopters, each team taking its turn in the air while the other refueled and rested. Kimberly and Donovan had completed their first flight, took a refueling break, and were nearing the end of their second bag of gas around 12:20 p.m. when they felt an explosion. They were less than 100 feet above the ground and starting on another inbound run toward the city. "What was that?" asked Kimberly, who was directing the mission. "I don't know," answered Donovan, who was at the controls, feverishly trying to keep the spinning aircraft upright. The Kiowa Warrior was traveling at about 90 knots, about 103 miles per hour, and took a couple of seconds to reach the ground. There was no panic in the cockpit. There was no time to be afraid or even realize what had happened. A heat-seeking surface-to-air missile had gone into the exhaust system of the helicopter and knocked off the tail boom. It was a fairly sophisticated weapon compared to what typical Iraqi insurgents had. The aircraft spiraled downward and smashed into a brick wall surrounding a date and apple orchard. It hit the wall nose down on the pilot's side, crushing the nose and dashboard in on them. Donovan lost consciousness. The helicopter rolled up under some trees. The infantry had to use a truck to pull the aircraft apart to get to them. When Donovan came to, he was being pulled out of the aircraft by a big infantry soldier who told Donovan he saw the rocket-like missile fly into the air and hit them. Kimberly was dead. She died instantly of injuries to her head and chest with little bleeding. That's when the miracles began.